Welcome to the Financial Samurai Podcast, where we endeavor to reach financial freedom sooner rather than later. Hello, everybody. It's Sam from Financial Samurai. And in this episode, we're going to talk about the marriage penalty tax and specifically how it's all but gone away now that there's new tax reform in 2018 and beyond. So in the past, I used to wonder why two individuals with high incomes or two individuals with a large disparity of incomes would ever want to get married. I mean, do you really want to pay thousands and thousands of dollars in marriage penalty tax just to say that you guys are truly a partnership? I mean, why do we need a piece of paper to say that you guys are legit, right? It doesn't make sense. The government wants one spouse to give up his or her career to stay at home, even if there are no children to be raised. We can clearly see what the government's philosophy is on household structure by looking at the tax rates. So, as a single person in the past, you would have to pay a 39.6% tax rate on any income above around $418,000. Now, any logical, sane, fair, equality-driven person would say, okay, if these two high-income earners get together, then the 39.6% top marginal tax rate should start kicking in at double the amount of $418,000, right? So in other words, $836,000. But no, not at all. The government has said, once this couple gets married, they're going to be taxed at 39.6% above any income over $470,000. And that just doesn't make sense. It's literally 1 plus 1 equals 1.12 in the government's eyes, not 1 plus 1 equals 2. So that's why it's very important that even if you're not being discriminated against, that you fight against discrimination. It's no wonder why there's so there's all these movements like the Me Too movement and all that. And it's because people want equality. So again, if you want equality, you've got to look at the numbers. The numbers don't really lie. And the way the government is currently structured, and I don't know why, it's probably because the majority of government politicians are male, but I think it's very, very, very backward. Who's to say that one spouse should stay at home and give up his or her career, right? It doesn't make sense. So I've highlighted in the post a couple marriage penalty situations in the previous scenario. For example, if each person makes $200,000, they don't own a home, and they have two children, they're going to pay a whopping $15,000 in marriage penalty tax, according to the Tax Policy Center calculator that I used. Second example, if one person makes $500,000 and the other person makes $80,000, let's say they own a home with a mortgage and have one child, okay, they're actually going to pay $13,434 in marriage penalty taxes every single year. And after 20 years, that's $270,000 more in taxes. You could have used that to pay for your child's education. It's good for the $80,000 person to marry the $500,000 person, but if you're going to look at them as a unit, I mean, it makes no sense to pay an additional $13,434 a year in taxes just for the marriage certificate. In terms of when you get a marriage tax credit, well, one scenario I've run is if a person makes $60,000 and another person makes $40,000, there's no mortgage and no kids, they're going to be able to get a tax credit of about $705. It's not huge, but it's better than a poke in the eye. And that's a typical, I would say, middle class income. Another winner of the marriage tax credit is if one person makes, let's say, $300,000 and marries another who makes zero. This is the ideal scenario the government wants, where one spouse makes nothing. So let's say they pay $35,000 in state taxes, $25,000 in mortgage interest, $2,000 in charity, and they have one child. They will get a marriage tax credit of about $11,162. So if you look at these examples, it's very clear that you should only get married if you make a similar level of income up to around $100,000 a year, or plan to have a spouse making zero income. If both of you are making much more than $100,000 a year, you're probably going to pay a marriage penalty tax in the past system, depending on the number of kids and deductions you have. And given most six-figure jobs are located in higher cost areas of the country where housing costs, education costs, and taxes are already high, paying a marriage penalty tax can be infuriating. Let's now look at the 2018 federal marginal income tax brackets. What you'll see from the chart in my post is that there is tax equality up until $300,000 per person. In other words, two individuals who make $300,000 and get married for a combined income of $600,000 will pay roughly the same tax amount, which is a 35% marginal tax rate, as if they were single. And that's pretty darn good. And if you look at the chart in more detail, you will see that at the 10%, 12%, 22%, 24%, 32%, and 35% tax brackets, there is a logical doubling of income thresholds if individuals decide to get married. Therefore, there is no tax penalty for any individual making up to $300,000 a year or married couple making up to $600,000 a year. And given that we know that the top 1% income earners make roughly $400,000 a year, it's safe to say that less than maybe 1% of Americans will be now paying a marriage penalty tax in 2018 or longer. Therefore, if you've been holding off to get married because you didn't want to pay an onerous marriage penalty tax, 2018 and beyond is probably a good time to get married. And if this tax situation resorts itself to being bad again, you can always get divorced. But that's probably not a good idea because divorces are the number one wealth destructor for couples. The only marriage penalty tax that I see is if you're making, let's say, $500,000 a year and you meet another $500,000 person a year and you guys both plan to work, you're going to pay a tax penalty of about $2,000. But if you're making over $1 million, $2,000 is not that big of a deal. I think everybody would agree on this. So for the most part, you know, no matter what you think about the new tax reform, this income tax structure is quite healthy for people who want to get married and quite fair for practically everybody. You know, 1 + 1 = 2 up until the 35% marginal tax bracket. And then after that, it's still pretty good. So if you've been waiting to get married, now is your chance. I'd love to hear from all of you what you think about the new tax structure, specifically the federal income tax structure for 2018 and beyond. And do you know of anybody who decided not to get married because they didn't want to pay $10,000, $15,000, or whatever in marriage penalty tax and live free? Me personally, I think marriage is now somewhat of an archaic way to show one's love. I think everybody should be able to rightly start a family if they want to without having to get married. The only benefit to getting married, according to the law, is if you pass away, your spouse will be able to get all your accrued Social Security benefits and vice versa. Now, if you are not legally married, if you pass away, the government, surprise, surprise, gets all of that money that you paid into the FICA system. And I think that is pretty much hogwash. Other than Social Security survivor benefits, I don't know what are the other benefits of getting married. I mean, you don't need a piece of paper to prove your love for someone. You don't need the government giving you permission to shack up with someone and start a family. You should be able to do whatever you want and with whoever you want and have a good time. So no matter how much you hate the new government regime and the new tax structure, this is a step towards the right direction in terms of equality. We know that around 30% of women are the primary breadwinners now, and that percentage is probably going to come close to 50% over time. And in that case, you want to have no marriage penalty tax. You want the most seamless, unobtrusive tax structure possible so that people can come together and live their lives equally. Thanks so much, everybody. I'd love to know your opinions on the new tax structure, the benefits, the cons, and what are your thoughts on the marriage penalty tax or bonuses? Should the government be meddling in our private lives?